are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hour number two, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's Coach Pettine's birthday. Hopefully the Browns will give him a birthday present of a victory this Sunday. Let's go ahead and hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns right now. A couple sound bites from yesterday. We'll also answer your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm. I think the mood here is pretty optimistic in Berea. People are feeling good about this matchup with the Raiders. And, of course, making the start at quarterback for the Browns will be Josh McCown. And I asked Mike Pettine last night why they went with McCown over Manziel.
Josh was named our starter essentially back in the spring. Took all those reps, a lot of quality reps through the spring, through training camp. We felt we had a very good plan for our quarterback room, and had to deviate from it slightly when Josh got hurt. And to Johnny's credit, he had stepped up and prepared himself and did a good job, not just finishing the Jets game, but then preparing to be the starter for Tennessee and playing well enough for us to win. But with that being said, we just felt that not enough had changed for us to deviate from the original plan. Josh was our starter. And we just have a lot more confidence now that if something does happen and we do have to go to Johnny, he'll be much more equipped to perform well.
The best player thus far through the Cleveland Browns football season has been Travis Benjamin. And here's Mike Pettine talking about what has impressed him most about Trav.
He's proving to be a great player, but he's an even better person. He doesn't say much. He's very quiet. But just such a good – he's the kind of guy that you root for, especially after what he went through. He disappeared a little bit last year, the punt return stuff, lost his confidence, still played fairly well for us as a receiver. That was a pleasant surprise. And then he reported back this spring. You could tell that it's important to him. He loves football, passionate about it, wanted to atone for kind of taking that step backwards, especially from a return standpoint. And then take the next step as a receiver. And I think that was one of the biggest surprises of the spring is that whether it was Flip, whether it was Joker, both at different times, we're like, wow, I had no idea how good a receiver Travis Benjamin is.
The key to this team offensively, though, is always going to be that offensive line. And week one, not a great performance. Week two, significantly better. And we asked Mike Pettine, how much did the line improve from week one to week two?
Well, our guys clearly played better. And they were, after the Jets game, upset and for good reason. We didn't play well. We didn't protect the quarterback well enough. We did not play well enough to call it a winning effort. So those guys, I thought, bounced back well, handled their business against Tennessee. Kept things pretty clean in the pocket. They made some plays, but they have some pretty good players up front. And moving forward, this week is just as big, if not as big, a challenge for our line. And I know they're looking forward to it.
Now, the offensive line did improve, but I thought the side of the ball that had the most drastic improvement was the defense as a whole. And this is Coach Pettine talking about it. If he issued a challenge to the defensive side of the football after the Jets' performance.
I didn't have to because I know the defensive staff was beat me to the punch long before I could even get into that room to get after him a little bit. But no, those guys were relentless. I mean, it was great to see that. They took the challenge. If you want to be successful in this league, you got to win your one-on-ones, because so many of plays come down to those individual battles. And our guys really took that to heart, and I think it was certainly evidenced on Sunday.
And that's important. See the evidence. You see the challenge. I like the fact that he said, "I didn't even have to get in there. They knew. Everybody came after them." Big question, though. I think that still looms large, even after the good game against Tennessee. The Browns still ranked 32nd against the run in the National Football League. They didn't stop the Titans or Dexter McCluster. So I asked Mike Pettine, how do you shore up this run defense?
I think it starts on the edges. I feel pretty good about where we are in the middle. I think Danny has really stabilized the middle of the defense. There's still some things technique-wise he needs to work on, but he gets better every day. Takes the practice field with a great attitude. He's very coachable. But I think it starts with the edges, and it starts with our tackling that we need to we've given up some yards after first contact, and you're not going to be very successful in this league defending the run if you do.
So Matt, we've been talking about setting the edge. The Browns have been talking about setting the edge literally since training camp. They're still not setting the edge.
Right.
What can be done about this?
Okay, and ironically, as Coach Pettine was talking about setting the edge and all the discussions that you just referenced about setting the edge, I recalled something that was taught to the defenses that I was a part of in the National Football League that were coached by Wade Phillips. And this was essentially a technique that was used.
The son of Bum.
The son of Bum Phillips. That is his Twitter handle, by the way, which is spectacular.
I know. It's fantastic.
And it's called, okay, so backer is essentially a support, which means the backer is the end man on the line and is the support if the play goes wide, okay? And what kept happening was there were times where the ball would bubble, but the end or outside linebacker would be locked up on a defender. And so Wade Phillips created a term called bubble backer, right? Which means you either backer and you're the outside support man, or you make that ball bubble, which means that you penetrate so much that you drive that tight end back, you drive that tackle back, that the ball has to bubble, but he has to bow back and lose ground then to gain ground. And what does that mean? Okay, so if he's locked up on a blocker, so he might not essentially make the tackle by being the backer support. He bubbles the football, and what does it allow you to do?
Time.
To play team defense, it buys you time to have your inside linebacker scrape over the top. It allows Dante Whitner to come down from depth, whether it's 8 yards, 10 yards, 11 yards, to come down and create the proper angle between you, the running back, and the sideline to make that vice tackle. You force him out of bounds. So if that ball's bubbling back, the outside linebackers or defensive ends are doing their job. But if it's decisively running lateral in the defenses that I've been a part of, and he's backer support, you have to have your outside arm free and be able to shrug off that guy, hit him in the mouth, use your face mask, whatever you got to do to create that separation for you to get that other arm free to be able to make a tackle. Bubble backer.
Bubble backer.
It's the technique that we were taught. And in some cases, it took the...
And is it an attitude then to get that technique? Because it sounds to me like you're saying you have to make sure you keep your outside arm free, which is a technique thing, and know your body positioning, body alignment. And the other is if you do get locked up, you've got to get him back.
Correct. It's two. It's technique in regards to having your outside arm free, and it's also a mentality is of I'm going to put you in the backfield, which means I'm getting off on the football, I'm playing physical, I'm hitting you in your mouth, I'm defending the run on the way to the quarterback. You know what I mean? If I'm rushing as an outside linebacker, I'm trying to go to a spot. If you're in my spot, I'm going through you while I play my proper run technique. That, to me, is what bubble backer defense is all about. Because if that guy bubbles back and I don't make the tackle, I know my boy's got me, but I've deviated you off your course and bought time for my linebacker, safety, corner, whoever it is, to support and make the tackle.
I like things that involve bubble.
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 I like gum.
Gum, yes.
Blowing bubbles?
Yes, indeed. All right, when we come back, live from Las Vegas, the kid is with us to make our week 3 picks and also do a little Friday forecasting right after this on CBD.